Will you pronounce your name for me?
It's Reichel with Vlemch, but if you not manage with the ch, you can say whatever you want, and it's really okay.
But like, Reichel, hey, Reichel. Reichel, yeah, that's easier so for me to do.
Whatever.
My ch isn't authentic. His name may be difficult to say, but his music is irresistible. Israeli music producer Idan Reichel works with many musicians of different races and religions from around the world. So far, he's produced music by more than 90 artists, and he's created a unique global sound that he calls the Idan Reichel Project. It all began when Reichel started to play the accordion at the age of 9 because he loved gypsy music. By the time he was 18, he was serving a mandatory military stint in the Israeli army. Now at 31, he's a platinum-selling artist. He joins us in the studio now to tell us about the Idan Reichel Project's latest CD called Within My Walls. Welcome to the program, Idan.
Hello, hello.
90 artists.
Yes.
Do you pick them? Do they pick you?
The casting work is very, very fascinating. I see myself like a director of many, many scenes. We are 90 musicians. The youngest is 16 years old, and the eldest are 64, 79, 83, and 89 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. For those of the listeners who are not familiar with the Israeli society, we are all kind of immigrant. So we have singers from the Ethiopian community in Israel and musicians from the Moroccan community. And we are very proud to have all these singers joining us by MySpace or by just writing to our website. So we have singers from Colombia, from Rwanda, from Cape Verde. So it's become like a huge project.
Let's talk about the singer that you have yeah. from Colombia, Marta Gomez.
Yes.
And it's the opening song that she sings on your CD, Todas las Palabras. Supongo que tú y yo nos encontraremos, que tal vez ni nos demos cuenta, tal vez suceda sin prisa y sin viento en algún lugar de allí. First of all, how did you meet Marta Gomez?
Marta Gomez, I've heard her beautiful voice in a compilation of world music, and I wrote her and I introduced myself, and she was so open-minded and she invited me to come to record with her. So in this track you can find like Marta Gomez from Colombia, and the drummer is Franco Pina from Argentina. Yankele Segal, he's playing the Iranian tar. It's very important that the album, all the tracks, will sound organic.
How hard is that to do, given that you want the CD to flow, and it does. I mean, it has movement, it has emotional energy, but essentially you're doing this with little bits and pieces that have been created in, at different times mm-hmm. and different spaces. How do you keep your ear on the ball?
You can compare it to like a huge stage, opera stage. In every second there are so many actors sometimes, and the set is so big and colorful, and so many singers. And the director job is just to focus each time, to get the focus on someone else. But it's all happening all the time, and you're not like being exhausted. Oh, I saw this 100 singers and musicians all, you know, in my, I have such a headache, you know. it just has to be like a good meal that had its own levels.
Tell us about the singer that you have from Cape Verde. I want to pronounce your name properly.
Mayra Andrade.
Mayra Andrade. She sings a song with my eyes shut.
Mayra Andrade, one of the most beautiful vocalists. She's keeping her old folk roots or folk music. There is a saying in Hebrew, Dam efo bata ve'lean ata olech. You shall know where you came from if you want to know where you where you're heading to. So you should keep your own roots to be strong. And this thing you can really see in Mayra Andrade, that she speaks the old school Portuguese dialect, and of course she sings here in Creole. We recorded in hotel conference room. We built their studio like in 4 hours, and we recorded there. And she's really, really great.
One other singer on here, African. She sings in Swahili.
Somi, her roots is from Rwanda and Uganda, and the main challenge in this song was to have a Rwandese singer, but not to sound it as African Swahili singer. She wrote her own lyrics to a very Eastern European original, but very original music that I wrote, but very influenced of the Eastern European classical roots that I have in my house. My family is from Russia.
Your family's from Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a head of dreadlocks that just wraps and wraps and wraps around you. Yeah. You know, like little like Medusa, but not quite as scary. You talked about Arab singers, Christian singers, Jewish singers. And you work with everybody. Mm-hmm. When you tour, particularly in the Middle East, and you have Arab and Christian singers, the blend that you have in the band, how do things go when you're out on the road?
This is one of the main ideas of the project, that we have these Arabic singers, the Christian singers, that some of them are super right-wing, some are super left-wing. So we are still on stage. Sometimes we want to... We are so angry about each other, but we are going on stage, we're doing this concert, and this is like to live as neighbors.
The Edon Reichel Project's latest CD, Within My Walls, is out now on the Kumbacha record label, and you can hear full songs from the Edon Reichel Project at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. ואין גם צוהר שיבהים ואין דבר אשר ישרוף את כל קירות ביתי הכל הרי